Skateboarding originated with California surfers in the 1950s who were trying to surf on land. Today, this relatively low-tech sport has become a subculture in almost every American city and town, but it has always been more of a pastime for the fearless young, as skaters like Anthony Manning, Marisa Oguin, and Sean Gates experienced the highs and lows of defying gravity.
It makes me feel good, like when I land a cool trick that I've been practicing for a while, or when I go down something and do a trick and it looks cool, it's really exciting.
It's really exhilarating, skateboarding. I think that's what attracts most people to it. I guess just knowing that there's a possible like risk within it, it's just what makes it exciting.
It's just really, really cool feeling because, I mean, you're just like flying through the air and you're just all weightless and stuff. Also, in the pool, they have tiles so that when you hit them, they make a certain sound, and it's just really, really a cool sound.
But skateboarding isn't just for the young. Some skaters hang on to this adrenaline-fueled hobby into middle age. As a skateboard veteran, Boogie enjoys the excitement of a good ride without taking safety lightly.
Now, I want you to know that wrist guards cure skate insecurity because they protect your falling forward. They protect your hands. And then you wear this to protect your head for falling backwards. That and a pad right here, along with the pads here. And this is the only reason that you get to skate when you're 59 years old.
With advances in technology, today's skateboards are lighter and faster than boards from the past. This means that skaters can now do some wild tricks, things that the first skateboarders never dreamed of. Skateboarding involves speed, balance, and coordination, and can sometimes result in serious injuries. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, more than 26,000 people need hospital emergency room treatment each year in the U.S. for injuries related to skateboarding.
I broke my finger. I cracked my ribs.
Fell and like rolled down a street.
The sense of danger has a lot to do with the popularity of skateboarding. For others, skateboarding means freedom and self-expression. For Anthony, it's a chance to develop a unique personal style.
And it's really, like, no pain, no game. Like, if you can't take the pain, then you might as well not skateboard.
Once thought to be another passing fad, skateboarding is an extreme sport that appears to be here to stay. For producer Sarah Zaman, Carla Kuhlman, VOA News.